Welcome to the Journey Church Message Replay. If you were not able to be with us live when this message was delivered, or you just want to take a deeper dive into God's Word, this is where you can find the latest message delivered here at Journey. Be sure to click the subscribe button on the podcast service you are listening to or the video channel you are watching right now. That way you won't miss anything because you will be notified every time a new message is uploaded. Our goal here at Journey is to help you discover your real life purpose in Jesus so that you can make a difference in your world. This message you're about to hear is going to both encourage and challenge you to do just that. If you like what you hear, then go ahead and hit that like and share buttons below and leave us a comment as well. There are more ways to contact us down in the notes section. If you want to know more about us, then you just have to search Journey Church Eva online and on social media. Now, get ready and let God speak to you through this message today.
Let's just pray and get into the Word today. Amen? Amen. Father, thank you already. Come on, thank Him already. Thank you already, Lord. Lives, evidence changed. Just an open heaven of worship in you this morning, loving on you, God. And now to go to your word and have your word speak life into us, Lord, and protection on our life, Lord. And we just thank you so much for what you're doing in our midst, God. And Lord, we pray ahead on that Saturday the 14th, God, that the weather will be good. The animals will be good. The technology will be good. People will be safe, kind, and courteous. And most of all, Jesus will be proclaimed, and He will be received by lost people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we ask the same thing for in here, God. Over this word right now, everybody say in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, I'm going to start off today by not giving you the title, but I want to start off with a description of a word that is in the title. But this is kind of like the descriptions to this word. This is how this word operates. This is what all is involved in this word we're going to cover today that God put on my heart last week to preach. And so I just want to give you five words that describe the one word. Because this one word is the description of these five words. Everybody get that? That's about as clear as mud, right? Okay. First word is deception. Say deception. Second word is idolatry. The third word is rebellion. And the fourth and fifth word is sorcery and witchcraft. These all come out of a root. They are branches, literally, of a tree that we call manipulation. So let's talk about, everybody say manipulation. So if you want a title today, you can title this The Many Branches of Manipulation. And these are just five that I chose to go with. There are many more branches to manipulation. Amen? But how many of you know that in society today, in 2024, heading into 2025, manipulation, especially in our part of the country, has become just so prevalent in everybody's life? Amen. I mean, literally, manipulation is all around us at all times. Amen. Let me just give you a few identities where manipulation is running rampant. Government. Politicians. It ain't nothing but manipulating you into believing what they want you to believe. It doesn't matter if it's true. If it's their truth, they're going to try to manipulate you to believe it. And then following God along with our government and political status is our news media. That's nothing but a manipulation propaganda machine in our time. Well, don't get me started. And then we have any kind of sales and marketing on TV. What are they trying to do? They're trying to manipulate your money out of your pocketbook. And they will not tell you the truth about it. They'll make it look good on TV. Well, okay. Schools and colleges. They're no longer there to educate our kids. They're there to manipulate them into an indoctrination. And on your job sometimes. You ever seen manipulation on your job? With coworkers, with bosses, with companies, and things like that. And then the last three, where we see manipulation starting to rule and reign at numbers I've never seen before, and that's inside of marriage. Manipulation inside the marriage. And manipulation last, and again, a lot of this is going on now in the church and from the pulpit. Manipulation. Now, what were the five things we talked about? Deception, idolatry, rebellion, sorcery, and witchcraft, which is the manipulation. happening in every aspect of our society, from outside the church to even inside the church. Outside marriages, inside marriages. Everywhere you go, you have to be on the lookout for manipulation. And if you're not on the lookout for it, you're easy to manipulate. Why do you think so many people are getting off track with what God's doing? Because there's a manipulation to say, well, that's not God. Well, that can't be God. Well, God's like this, and God's like that, and God's here. And we're going to talk a lot about that today. We're going to expose. So I want to give you just a quick definition. There's so much more in the definition, but I just, to save time today, go ahead and put the first note up, the definition of manipulation. It means to handle something or someone. Everybody say someone. Someone. Something or someone skillfully. You got to think about being manipulative. You got to practice it. You got to get your skills up if you're going to be a manipulator. And unfortunately, a lot of people have that skill. But it is a skill to handle something or someone skillfully, but you're handling it in a way to an unfair way. You're handling whatever it is in an unfair way to falsify for one's own purpose. So in other words, I'm going to be skillful at lying to you, presenting you a half-truth or a half-lie to try to manipulate you to get what I want.
Amen.
Come on. And that's happening to us all the time. Wow. Now, it comes in several different forms, and again, those main five forms: deception, idolatry, rebellion, sorcery, and witchcraft. But it's got branches that go off of it, and it mainly comes in the form of these three things. These people will try to be angry with you, and if anger doesn't work, they'll try to make you feel guilty and shame and bring you into condemnation to get their way.
Amen.
Come on. Yeah. Amen. Now listen, all of this falls under manipulation, and all of it's sin. Every bit of that's sinful, amen? Now, in marriage, we use anger. We use the silent treatment as manipulation. Guys, listen to me. Learn to enjoy that time. Okay, don't let it manipulate you. Enjoy that time of silence, okay? Oh, thank you. Or, and this is not just women, it's as much men today, nagging to get your way. Nag, 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 nag. Just keep on and on and on. Do you wear them down? And they say, okay, just if you'll just hush, whatever. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. That is manipulation. That is sin.
Yeah.
And it's a sin of deception. Come on. It is a sin of idolatry. It is a sin of rebellion. It is a sin of sorcery and witchcraft. When you put it in that order, it ought to wake some of us up and go, my God. Help me, Jesus. I don't want to be a witch. I don't want to be a wizard or a warlock. I don't want to be in idolatry to myself in my way. Go ahead and put up the next note. All manipulation is based on selfishness and self-centeredness. Every bit of it. There's no reason to manipulate if it's nothing but make you something that you want to be. You have to, in other words, it's got to be something I desire for me or something I'm involved in for me to manipulate to get what I want. If it's not about me, I'm not going to manipulate nothing. If it's not about my ways or my ideas, then why manipulate? There's nothing to manipulate. So at every bit of the manipulation, the deception, the idolatry, the rebellion, the witchcraft, and the sorcery is around selfishness and self-centeredness. Turn to your neighbor and say, my way or the highway. We're going to teach you to hit the highway today. As a matter of fact, I would say some people probably maybe sitting here today. Look around. A lot of people sitting in here today. Some of you watching or listening maybe later on, some of you are only in relationships and friendships simply because you're easy to manipulate. You're easy to manipulate. And as soon as that person you think is your friend or that group or that thing, you no longer become useful and you cannot be manipulated, all of a sudden they don't need you no more. You become the enemy then. But as long as you're manipulatable, you can be around. I tell you, you don't know you got a friend until it's went through some trials. It's easy to be friends when everything's going hunky-dory. But do you have a 3 a.m. friend you can call that'll answer the phone and be there for you? If you don't, you really don't have friendships. You have acquaintances. Come on. Now, real quickly, I'll give you these little three steps right here. Go ahead and just put it up. Here's kind of the formula that they operate with. They manipulate to intimidate in order to dominate you. So they start with the deception and the idolatry, the rebellion, the sorcery, and the witchcraft to intimidate you so that you will give in to their manipulation where they can now dominate what you think and what you act and how you are to please them. Okay, glad you're all getting this. Let's go to the scriptures. I want to show you something here that I hope will wake you up. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 20 says this right here. It actually goes through 21, but we're going to stop at 20 up there in the booth. Now, the works of the flesh are what?
Evident.
Everybody say evident. Evident means it's clear. It's there. There's no denying it. And that's not, no, we're not talking about the works of the Spirit of God. We're talking about the works of ourselves. We're talking about the works of the flesh, the carnal mind. Now, these are the works of the flesh, which are evident, which are, watch this now, adultery. It's very evident when you're committing adultery. Fornication, it's very evident that that's going on, if it's going on in your life. Anything unclean that doesn't please God, it's obvious to God. Now, maybe it may not be obvious to anybody else. You may have hid it good from your spouse or your kids or your pastor or your church folks or your mom and dad or your whatever, but nothing is hidden from God. So when we participate, it's very evident to God that we're doing these things. Fornication, uncleanness, lewdness. Anytime we get lewd outside of God's word, he knows about it. But now look at the next verse. Put the next verse up. Look at the first two. Say the first two with me. Ready? Read. One, two, three, read. Idolatry and sorcery. Now, what's one of the words we used for manipulation a while ago? You see one of them up there? I see two of them up there. Idolatry and sorcery, the root of that tree is manipulation. Okay, so you literally could put the word manipulation there. You could put the word rebellion, deception, any of those words there. Because it all comes out of that same spirit. Yes. Now watch this. Let me finish up the rest of the verse. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, yes, those two. Jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, and heresies. Yes. Now in just a moment, don't put it up yet. I'm going to read you that verse 20 out of the Passion Translation. Now, if we had verse 21 to go back up there, it would say, if you participate in any of these, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. That's what verse 21 goes on to say. But just for time's sake, because I got a lot of scriptures to cover here in just a moment. Are you getting this now? It's evident that idolatry and sorcery are happening. Now, the Passion Translation, which I recommend to read after you've got a good stance on a regular, I love the Passion Translation. It kind of gives definitions instead of the singular words. Now, I want you to pay attention, again, verse 20 out of the Passion Translation, as it gives you the definition of idolatry and of sorcery right out of the gate. So go ahead and put up the Passion Translation. Chasing after things instead of God. That's idolatry. Look at the next one. Come on, read it with me. One, two, three, read. Manipulating others. That's sorcery. When you're trying to manipulate in your marriage, you're operating in sorcery and witchcraft. Yeah. You're trying to convince that wife of what you need and you're using manipulation. Ladies, you're trying to justify something and get your husband to go along with it and you're using all this stuff and you're trying to manipulate him. It's quiet in the house of God. Amen. But this is the Bible. I'm teaching you Bible today. Chasing after things instead of God, which is idolatry. Manipulating others. Now let's finish it out because I love the definitions it gives of the others too. Watch this. Hatred of those who get in your way. That's manipulation. Senseless arguments. Manipulation. Resentment when others are favored. Manipulation. Temper tantrums. Manipulation. Come on, kids. Do you know why your kid's doing that? To see if they can manipulate you into getting their way. Amen. You need to cast that demon out. And if you don't work, cast it out. See if you can beat it out. I ain't joking. That's a spirit. And the reason some of the kids act that way is because you are subjecting yourself to witchcraft of manipulation. And you're enabling the witches and wizards and warlocks at this age. Senseless arguments, resentment when others are favored, temper tantrums, manipulation, angry quarrels, manipulation, Only thinking of yourself, manipulation and narcissism. Being in love with your own opinions. All of that is manipulation. That whole one verse is everything about the word we're studying today in the Word of God, manipulation. Amen. You only do these things to try to manipulate your way. Again, deception, idolatry, rebellion, sorcery, and witchcraft. All of that happening right there in that verse. Whew. Now, if you look back up and again, go back to the New King James Version, it says idolatry and sorcery in verse 20. Now, let me show you something, and this really ought to wake some of you up, and I don't have time to go to the full extent I want to go with it today. I got a lot of other things I need to get to. And don't put it up just yet. How many know what the Greek word for sorcery is? Don't yell it out. I figured you would. A few of you here. The Greek word for sorcery, don't put it up yet, is pharmakia. Everybody say pharmakia.
Pharmakia.
Go ahead and put it up. It's the Greek word pharmakia, which means the occult, sorcery, witchcraft, illicit pharmaceuticals, trance, magical incantations, which can be accompanied with drugs. Pharmakia is where we literally get our word for pharmacy and pharmaceuticals, medicine, which in the Greek word is the word sorcery. Anybody under the influence of some pharmakia this morning? My gosh, it got quiet then, didn't it? Witchcraft, sorcery. Now, when we think of witchcraft and sorcery, what do we think about? A bunch of women around this big old pot stirring stuff with warts on their nose. Are some wizards and warlocks doing these, mixing these chemicals and smokes coming in their cast, and they're saying these incantations and trying to cast spells, amen? Amen?
Yeah.
They're trying to cast a spell on someone in order to get what they want.
Yeah. Right.
Now, we see it in cartoons and stuff and maybe make-believe or whatever, but it's not make-believe, it's real. And it's still going on today. Now, there are those that still wear the outfits, that still mix the chemicals, that still smoke the pot and do all the different things like that, but there's people that wear suit and ties and are standing in a pulpit doing the same thing.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23 says this, for rebellion, and rebellion was one of the words for what? Manipulation. For rebellion is as the sin of what?
Witchcraft.
And stubbornness is as the iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. There we are again. Rebellion and idolatry. Witchcraft. Now, just a second here. Okay, now this, if you read most translations, when you get to this part, it says, for rebellion is as, if you will notice, especially in King James, New King James, more even some of the modern translations, the word is as will be italicized. Anywhere you see italicized word in most of the translations of the Word of God, those are words that the translators had to put in to make it understandable in the English version. So really, if you took those words out, it says, for rebellion, the sin of witchcraft. That's the proper translation. Okay? You'll see stuff like that all throughout the Bible. It's usually the is, the and things like that, which will be italicized to make them conjecture. Because again, we didn't speak like they speak. Okay? Rebellion, the sin of witchcraft. Manipulation, the sin of witchcraft. Idolatry, the sin of witchcraft. Deception, the sin of witchcraft. So are you understanding where I'm coming from today? This whole world system is trying to operate out of manipulation, which is based in sorcery and witchcraft. To try to get you to believe something they want you to believe, do things that you don't want to do, and I don't know where you stand or where you stood on this, but what was all this whole thing with COVID? One big propaganda machine to get you to do things that they told you you need to do, whether it needed it or not. Some people fell for it, some people didn't. Okay, some people got in a spirit of fear, and went along with it. Some people just go along to get along. Now, again, I'm not bringing anybody under condemnation for what you've done. But how easy is it to manipulate, and especially when there's a spirit of fear over it? Especially when there's a spirit of fear. That's why you need to know your Bible and where your strength comes from. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. But manipulation, the word manipulation, and we don't see it in this way, but manipulation at its core root is just you trying to cast a spell on somebody. Come on. When a man's trying to manipulate his wife, he's trying to cast a spell on his wife. When a wife is trying to manipulate the husband, you're trying to cast a spell. When you try to manipulate your kids, you're trying to teach them how to cast a spell. When people are doing it to you, what's happening? They're trying to cast a spell upon you. And if it's something you grew up around and you don't think that's bad, you're easy to be manipulated into it. If you watch society and everybody else is doing it, well, it's easy to be manipulated right into it. Witchcraft, you may want to write this down, it's not going to be, witchcraft is a demonic substitute for real spiritual power.
Amen.
When you can't operate in real spiritual power, you'll go after the phony, which is witchcraft.
Amen.
And it comes out of the demonic realm, the witchcraft realm. Some of y'all look at me, dear God, it's Christmas season, come on. I thought the same thing when the Lord told me to preach this. Lord, it's Christmas time. I should be talking about little baby Jesus up here. You know, in the sweet little manger and how he done everything. And the Lord says, no, my people are being manipulated. Preach on manipulation. I said, yes, sir. And the Lord, the enemy said, no, don't preach on manipulation. People won't like it during this time. People won't want to receive it during this time. And you know what the devil's trying to do? Manipulate me into not doing what God said.
Amen.
But those thoughts came. I'll be honest with you, the thoughts came. But I recognize what it was. It's manipulation. To get a spirit of fear that you ain't going to like this may not come back.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you something. In the name of Jesus, if that's you, bye. Because I got to stand before God one day, and you ain't going to be there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to preach on manipulation, okay? So let me give you some of the warnings of being manipulated. Put the next thing up. The warnings of being manipulated. Now we're fixing to shotgun some scriptures, okay? And I'm going to try not to stop on every one of them, but it'll be hard. It's not like God did not tell us this is going to happen. But some of you are sitting here today going, witchcraft, idolatry, rebellion, oh my gosh. I see you. And I understand, because if you had never heard it, but it's all through your Bible. That's why I say if you read your Bible, it will bless you. So it ain't like Jesus didn't warn us all through the Word that this is going to happen.
Amen.
But yet when we don't pay attention to the Word, we just we allow Satan to sucker us right into that manipulation.
Right.
Let me just give you, now this is just a handful, okay? This is not all of them by any means, but I think I got six on this part. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Somebody say, imagine that. But according to their own desires, manipulations, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. In other words, I want to find a teacher who teaches what I want to hear. And if I don't want to hear the truth, I don't want a teacher that teaches truth. I don't want a mom and dad that speaks truth. I don't want a pastor that speaks truth. I don't want a friend that speaks truth. I want somebody who speaks my language of sin. And okay. And it's going to be all right. And it's not that bad. Time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itchy ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. Now watch this, verse 4. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to the fables. It's happening right now. Why? What is that talking about? That's talking about somebody coming in and manipulating people with the Word of God. But again, listen to me now. You can't manipulate people that don't want to be manipulated.
Yay!
Listen to me. The only way you can manipulate people who don't want to be manipulated is they don't know the truth. Now they're subject to being manipulated. But even that person that may not know the truth, if they have a desire for the truth, they will apply themselves to the truth, they still can't be manipulated by anybody. Come on. It all starts right here, folks. Real quickly, in the words of Jesus, Matthew chapter 24, verse 23 and 25 says this, "Therefore, if anyone says to you, 'Look here, there's Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it." Don't believe it. It's been happening for years, before Jesus and even after Jesus. Amen. Why? Because verse 24 tells us, "For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to what?"
Deceived.
What's the word for deceived? Manipulate. They'll do great wonders for one purpose, to deceive and manipulate, if possible. Now watch this. Even the elect. Even the elect. And then the next verse says, "See, I have told you this beforehand." And that comes straight out of the words of Jesus himself. I'm telling you, people, get ready. People are going to try to manipulate you. They're going to tell you things to get you to be deceived and walk away from God. It can even look like God. It can sound like God, but it ain't going to be God. You better know the real. Amen? I've got a pair of shoes, my Hokas, I'm going to tell them myself. I got a pair of Hoka tennis shoes. I've had them about, what, a year now? Man, they look good. I've kept them up, too, because they look good. Got them for $32 off a fake website. They're my Focas, because they're fake Hokas. But here's the thing about it. Nobody has been able to tell the difference. You can't tell the difference. I got in there and took the sole out and looked at the real pair. The soles are the same. Under the soles, the pattern's the same. All the markings are the same. The little numbers down the side are all identical. It's a perfect knockoff, but it is a knockoff. But I don't care. It was $32 instead of $182. Okay? But that just tells you, it can look good. It can sound good. But you got to be able to discern. Even the elect can be deceived. And can I tell you, you're seeing some of the elect that's been deceived begin to get exposed. And I don't take joy in that either, because it hurts the whole body of Christ. But when you put your trust in some people on TV or some people on this podcast, and you put your trust in that and they fall and it hurts you, that's on you, not God. I don't like it. I wish it would have never happened, and I wish... But let me tell you something. God's exposing some things where he can get the real out there now. And a lot of these started off real. Listen to me now. Many of them started off good-hearted and real. Absolutely. What happened? They got manipulated by money and fame and power, and they began to believe what other people say about them versus what God called them to do. And because they got manipulated, they strayed from the truth. They got deceived. And they're the elect. So what makes it think we ain't going to have to deal with it ourselves? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Again, it's going to look like it's godly. It's going to sound like it's godly. It's going to make it feel like, well, this makes me feel good. It makes me have what I want. What harm can there be? If you have to use manipulation to get it, you're in witchcraft. Amen. You're in sin to get it. You may have got it, but you got it in sin. It was conceived in sin. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Paul's writing to the church of Galatia here. He says, "But even if we... or an angel from heaven preaches to you any other gospel to you than that what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." Woo! Verse 9, "As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed." He said it twice. If anybody brings something that's not of this, let it be accursed. I'm not here today to preach you an opinion about this. I'm here to preach you what it says. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, again, back to the words of Jesus. "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." That's where we get the term a wolf in sheep's clothing. I mean, he's told us all throughout the Word of God This is going to be a part of the world you live in. Manipulation is going to be everywhere. But we walk around and fall for it all the time. Like we ain't never seen or heard of it before. It's all through the Bible. One more real quickly. Romans chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. He says, and now I make one more appeal, my dear brothers and sisters. Watch out for people who cause, say it with me, division and upset people's faith by teaching them things contrary to what you have been taught. Now watch what he says. Stay away from them. Do you know what we find our people doing now? Running toward them. Like there is some big new revelation that they've got that, I got to follow him or her. Watch this now, verse 18. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interest. Hear this, people of God. How? By smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people. It's not that you're guilty of being something. It's that you're just walking in innocence. You're really innocent in this. But you're falling for a lie. You're falling for witchcraft. You're falling for manipulation. You're being manipulated. Why do you think there are so many religions? Because of witchcraft. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I done opened the grave up. I might as well just dig it on in. Not so much why is there so many religions. Let me ask you this. Especially where we are. Why is there so many churches? Like we need another church. All the other churches out here is not doing it right. So I'm going to start one and do it right. Exactly. They want their own way. Self-centeredness? Absolutely. That's why if you go through Growth Track with me, you will hear me say these words. This is how we teach people when we talk to people about maybe inviting them to church. You don't ever invite them here first. Never. Why? Because I do not want to operate in manipulation. The first thing I want to find out if they're saved. Well, I'm saved. All right, do you have a church? Well, I used to go back here with my grandma. Took me when I was little. Bingo, that's your first assignment. My advice to you, if you ain't been in church and you know you need to be back, is go back to where you were go with grandma. Why? Because that's the largest statistic of proof that they have that they might go back somewhere they already know and feel comfortable with. Amen. And me putting that, my church, ahead of that church is manipulation. Now, most people I know don't do it that way. Most everybody I know, hey, come to my church. Well, I already go to church. Well, I don't care. You already come try ours. Are you kidding me? That's a witch or a warlock. Now, they may not even understand how they're operating. They think, and a lot of them have been taught to do that from the pulpit down. I'm teaching you to try to put them back to where they first went. And if they said, well, you know what? That's been a long time ago. I don't go there anymore. I don't care nothing about going there. Well, do you have somewhere any of your friends go that you might go? No, there's no well, then we would love to have you come. Just give us a try. If you like it, you can stay. If you don't like it, we encourage you to go somewhere else. That's how I want you to do it. Why? Because it doesn't involve witchcraft or manipulation. And I believe God has honored that out of this house, and I believe that's why these seats that are full today are full because of that. Yeah. Amen? I do. I really believe that with all my heart. And there's a lot more seats to be filled. Amen? But we're not going to fill them through other churches, through other members, okay? You hearing me?
Yes.
And we're not going to do it through manipulation of witchcraft and sorcery.
Amen.
I love you guys. But that's why we have so many churches. I ain't got time to get on that. We got to go. So what do we got to do? We got to have a strategy. Put up the next note. We got to develop a strategy to avoid manipulation, don't we? Because I'll give you word, and there's tons of it in there. You just read the whole New Testament. It's about being manipulated and how to avoid it. So here's a strategy to avoid it. I'm going to give you three scriptures out of about 300 that should be up here on today, but we don't have time for 300. But you'll see a pattern here. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. Above all, everybody say above all.
Above all.
Take the shield of your faith, which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. In other words, you'll be able to quench the manipulation when it's thrown at you. Verse 17, and take the helmet of your salvation, now watch this, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of our God. Hallelujah! This is what you take so you don't be manipulated. You better know your word, because if you know your word, you'll see the manipulation. And you just smile and say, I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling for it. Hey, you're a married man. So-and-so, she thinks you're hot. You're to call her. Why would I do that? I'm married. Amen. I know the word of God. Hey, so-and-so said over here he'd hire you to do twice and pay you twice the money. Yeah, but he wants me to run drugs, don't he? Well, yeah. Well, I know the word of God. I'm not going to be manipulated by money. Amen. I ain't got time to go to other examples. Just keep on preaching, Joey. We got to go. We got a lot of time. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible says, some scripture, y'all better pay attention in here. I'll manipulate you. I just operate in witchcraft. Half of y'all didn't even catch it because you wasn't paying attention. Doesn't say some of the Bible. Doesn't say the parts you like. The Word of God says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction. But I want my Bible to bless me. You better want it to reprove you and correct you too. Because when I got tempted not to preach this message today, the Holy Spirit just tugged at me and said, no, my way. So I received that reproof and correction in what I wanted to preach today, and I said, I'll go with you, God. Amen? You may not like it, but God's okay right now. It's for reproof and for correction. It's for instructions in righteousness. Now watch this. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You are not equipped if you don't know your Bible. Amen. I'm not equipped for everything. I don't know everything about it, but I'm equipped for a lot. And I'm being equipped every time I get in the Bible and discover something God's showing me. Come on. And I will continue to be equipped to the day I draw my last breath on planet Earth. It's a never-ending equipping session when you open the Word of God. Can I have a better amen there?
Amen.
Amen. And then he says in John chapter 16, verse 13, the words of Jesus, however, when he, the person, the Holy Spirit of what?
Truth.
What is truth?
Word
of God. Amen. When the Spirit of truth has come, he, the Holy Spirit, will guide you into all the truth of God's word, for he will not speak on his own authority, but he, whatever he, the Holy Spirit, hears, he, the Holy Spirit, will speak, and he, the Holy Spirit, will lead you to things to come. And he will speak nothing except what the word says, because he can't speak against it, because he and the word are one. So the strategy for overcoming manipulation is not being a fast-witted person, somebody that can think on your feet quick. It is knowing the Word of God. And that Word of God being so ingrained in you, immediately your spirit says, that's not right. That's not right. You're trying to be deceived. You're trying to get, they're trying to make something where you'll chase after it more than God. It could be money. It could be fame. It could be a person. It could be relationship. It could be status. It could be anything. That's not right. You will be in rebellion against the Word if you go there. Or you're following a witch. I love y'all. All right, let's try to wind this thing down. I'm going to put up the last note. The truth isn't manipulation. The truth in and of itself of the Word of God, it is not manipulating. It's the truth. However, the truth can be manipulated by a witch or sorcery. That's why I said it can flow out of the pulpits onto the people. And if you don't know your word, and I'll tell you this quite often, I want you to have a trust for me and in me, but I want you to back it up with the word of God. Go home, study the word. Don't just take my word for it. You listen to me? Don't just take my word for it. Take the word's word, because it's infallible. And I'm going to do my best to preach it infallible. Okay, three of you said okay. But the truth can even be manipulated when you put it in the hands of a witch, a wizard, or a warlock. because man has come up with so much screwed up doctrine that they've got people just all out of whack. You have to do this to be saved. If you do this, you won't be saved anymore. You got to be baptized like this. You got to be this out here. You can't do this. You can't do this. If you go here, you're going to go to hell. If you do that, and some of it may be a little truth to it, but you better make sure it's all God. I ain't got time. I'm really going to try to get you out of here. I got two more scriptures for you. This scripture is really fitting. I love this scripture. When I seen it, I knew I had to preach it. Galatians chapter 1:10. Obviously, I am not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. I am not trying to win the approval of people, but I'm trying to win the approval of God. Amen? If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. That needs to be me. That also needs to be you. And when you walk that path where you're going to be a God pleaser, not a man pleaser, then you're not going to fall into manipulation, and it's going to make people mad that they can't manipulate you, can't threaten you, can't pull back from you. Well, I'll leave here and take my tithe. Again, let me tell you, by God, will send me three more. Don't threaten people with money. Don't threaten people with, oh, I'll get on the internet and talk bad about you. Get in line. I've had it before. It's like I'm like a duck with the water going right off my back when you do that. It don't bother me at all. Matter of fact, it makes me a little proud that you're mad at me. I kind of get a little buzz out of it. Hey, at least they paid attention to what I said. They warped it and they having a little sissy fit. But here's another thing. If you're on me, then you ain't focusing on somebody else trying to tear them down, and I really don't care. So it's a win-win. I love you. But I'm not trying to please you. I'm trying to please God. Turn to your neighbor and say, me too. So get over yourself. Last scripture, right where we need to end, the book of Revelations. Revelations chapter 22, verse 18 and 19. I solemnly declare to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy written in this book. Now watch this. If anyone adds anything to what is written here, God will add to that person the plagues described in this book. You know what he's saying there? When any of you take this word and try to manipulate it for your advantage, to try to grow you, what you think is your church. Verse 19. And if anyone removes anything of the words from this book of prophecy, God will remove that person's share in the tree of life and in the holy city that are described in this book. And that's what manipulation does. It takes away or it tries to add something to get its own way. When you learn to discern what I'm talking about today, when you watch the news media, it'll make your stomach turn. Because you know you're being manipulated. When you watch politicians get up and they can sound good and they on both sides of the aisle.
Yes, sir.
This ain't about one side. This is about both sides. They'll get up there and just flat lie to your face. Now you watch what I'm telling you. And I've been watching this for a while. Every time one party gets control of the House and the Senate or something, they never bring this up. But when they get out of control, they'll bring up term limits. Why? Because it's popular. Everybody wants term limits. We wish they wasn't up there for 100 years. But they'll only introduce it from their party when they know it doesn't have a chance of passing. But what does it do? It sounds good to you and makes you a fan of theirs. That's called manipulation. I've seen Republicans and Democrats do it both. Watch what I'm telling you. Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to what's being preached from the Word of God. Amen? So adding or taking away from the truth of God's Word, it is deception, it is idolatry, it is rebellion, it is sorcery, it is witchcraft, and it is manipulation. And it's all around us. Stand to your feet. Just bow your heads where you're at real quickly. You may be here this morning and you've been manipulated to not believe in Jesus Christ. You've been manipulated to say that you're not ready. He can't love someone like you because of your past. You've had your friends tell you, man, don't go, oh man, don't become one of those religious people. What a drag you'll be. That's deception, idolatry, rebellion, sorcery, and witchcraft speaking to you. It's manipulation. God did not say his word to try to manipulate you into loving him. He doesn't make you love him. He presents you a gospel between heaven and hell and says, here's the truth about it. And I love you so much, I send my son to die in your place. So your sins and your shortcomings and your failures can all go upon him, and he'll take the brunt of it where you can be free. Folks, that's not manipulation. That's called sacrifice. Every other religion, you have to sacrifice for it. Jesus is the only one who ever sacrificed. God sacrificed his own son to die for you. And he gives you the truth so you won't be manipulated. Why do you think you're trying to be manipulated so bad not to get saved? Think about that. Because it is the truth that will set you free. So just based on that right now, if you're here and you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you believe the lies in the past, let me just say something, they're lies. God loves you. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. When you're ready to turn your life around, he's there and he will receive you. But you have to activate it. You have to say, Father, forgive me of my sins. I cannot save myself. I am a sinner. I know I'm going to hell. But Lord, I want to change that right now, and I really mean it. So I'm going to ask you to come in, forgive me of my sins, be my Lord and my Savior. And today I want to become a son or daughter of the God, the only God, Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If that's you right now, no strings attached, you're not going to join church today and you're not getting some religion, but you're going to walk into a king with a kingdom. If that's you, just throw your hands up and say, today's my day, no more manipulation. Anybody? Anybody? All right, maybe you're watching online. Let us know. But how many would say today, and let's be honest, I've seen a lot of manipulation. It's all around me. I've participated in being manipulative. If you're married and you've seen it in your marriage, it's time to stop. It's time to stop it all. Don't allow witchcraft in your home, in your presence, in your ears, on your eyes, and don't let it come into your soulish thoughts. Ask the Holy Spirit to raise up inside of you a discernment of this rebellion, this deception, this idolatry, this sorcery, and this witchcraft, this manipulation that's all around you. And ask, like Jesus said, ask that Spirit of truth to come in to set you free and begin to study your word. And if that's you and you want to go deeper where you're not manipulated, just lift your hands up. And mine's up. Listen, I've fallen for things that sounded so good, how could it not be true? But when you study it out, it's not true. God didn't say it. God didn't do it. And it was nowhere near. It was all man. But it sounded good. And it made you feel good. You get a goosebump. But it wasn't God. So my encouragement today is know your word. Study to show yourself approved of God, a workman that need not be ashamed and can rightly divide the word of God. Why? So you won't be manipulated by anyone standing in a pulpit, by any brother or sister, mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma. The truth shall set you free. You shall know the truth. And so today, Father, I just speak the Spirit of truth all over us. And a hunger and a desire to go after your word, which is all absolute truth. It is altogether lovely. It's altogether a beautiful word. And it's for us, not against us. And so, Father, I thank you. We inherit that Spirit of truth today. If that's you, say yes and amen. Come on, can you give the Lord one more hand clap of praise in here today?
Thank you for watching or listening to the Journey Church Message Replay. Be sure to hit the like and share buttons below to help us spread this message. We would love to connect with you. Leave us a comment, or for more in-depth conversations about what you just heard, you can contact us by clicking the email link in the notes below. And be sure to check us out online and on social media just by searching Journey Church Eva. Now that you have been empowered by God's Word, go make a difference in your world today.